right. Richard, how do you view this? New York Times, they seem pretty confident. What is your read on this?
I think you said it best. Maybe they didn't use those words, but they said, bring it on. And they're 1,000% correct. I mean, they're essentially saying that Donald, there's so many reasons why they're right. Their reason I like the best, they're basically saying, you're the one that's out there saying these things as in a presidential debate, the most highly watched presidential debate in the history of the republic. And they're saying they publish newsworthy information on public concerns. And if you disagree, and if you believe the American citizens have the right to hear what you have to say, then we'll give you the opportunity to set the record straight. And they're absolutely right. This is not about a lawsuit by Donald Trump. This is about Donald Trump trying to, as best as he can, diffuse the uproar that's happening around him in the next over the next 4 weeks. Because what's going to happen in a lawsuit? Let's be clear. He sues. You put an answer in 30 days. You have discovery. Maybe in 2 years you get to trial. This is just about Donald trying to appease his followers by, you know, being, if you will, a tough guy. But he may sue. He's going to withdraw the lawsuit. This is a quite frankly, ridiculous lawsuit. Donald put himself in this situation and now doesn't really know how to get out. And that's the problem. So there's a lot of problems. Number one is, from a legal standpoint, mm-hmm. truth is a defense. And these women presumably will raise their right hand, swear that he did what he had claimed he did, and they have independent corroborators back during that day, not that watched it, but actually that these women spoke to.
And how is that, Richard, in all of this, leaving those footprints?
Well, that's huge because, quite frankly, at the end of the day, a jury would – I mean, this, of course, we're assuming that it goes to trial, which it never mm-hmm. would, but at the end of the day, a jury would decide are the statements made by the New York Times truthful? And if they are, then, in fact, Donald loses. I can say whatever I want about someone. If it's true, it's not defamatory. The second big problem that Donald has, which is sort of ironic, is that he's suing the New York Times, which is really the entity that was in the forefront case back in the 1960s. There was a case brought by the New York Times in a defamation case. And the standard in this New York Times, the New York Times versus Sullivan in 1964, mm-hmm. and the standard essentially is that whether or not because he's a public figure, whether or not what they published was with reckless disregard for whether it was false. And he can't meet that standard. I mean, they sat down, they interviewed these women, and these women told them what they told them. So you can't, he's got absolutely no basis upon which to sue the New York Times. But what is he going to do knowing that his campaign is crumbling and that what he said on, you know,
on tape, he gave the template for this on tape in his own words.
Not only that, but when Anderson Cooper said to him in that, asked him a question, mm-hmm. very tellingly, it's almost like he
knew something.
Like Furman back in the O.J.
Yeah.
Simpson day.
Yeah.
Have you ever done this? And he didn't answer it. He said, have you ever done this? He said, I've never done it. And now there's an outpouring. Apparently there's five women now that have come out mm-hmm. saying that he has done it. Then, you know, he basically brought on his worst nightmare. So it's somewhat embarrassing that this is what we're experiencing as Americans, but it is somewhat humorous that Donald Trump is, you know, just being, as they say, hoisted by his own petard.
He is, and the other irony is he lines up all these allegations against Bill Clinton. He accuses Hillary of calling them liars and saying it is a political conspiracy, but that's what he just said today. Can he continue on with the Bill Clinton fight when he's using exactly the same arguments that Hillary Clinton did?
Well, it's interesting because a couple things that are fascinating. Number one is he still has, they say, 41% of the nation following him. God knows who and God knows why, not my neighborhood. But the second thing that's very interesting, and here's what's changed. What Donald Trump said on Sunday night was, those are words. I never did it. Bill Clinton did.
Mm-hmm.
Now what's changed? Now all of a sudden he's got to be faced with, wait a minute, he did do it. So he can no longer say, his defense was, well, those were words, I would never do what, you know, Bill Clinton's a pig, I would never be a pig. Now what's happening is women are coming out saying, yes, you are a pig. So we're going to see what happens in the next debate, because I would assume one of these commentators is going to ask him, Mr. Mm-hmm. Trump, I asked you in front of X million people whether you had ever done it, and you said no. Are you maintaining they're lying? These five women, and there may be eight, and maybe 10, and maybe 15.
By that time.
Yeah. So he really is digging himself his own little grave. I would say, and this is not about my political persuasions, it's deserved. I mean, you don't stand in front of the American audience and say something which is apparently a bright line lie, and then not get caught for it. And these women, I mean, one of the women I saw said that she was going to throw something at the TV when she heard that. And what's interesting about this is that it's not, from what it appears to be, it's not as if he had a relationship that went south. It appears that he engaged in the conduct that he basically said he engaged in on the audio.
He said it out the plan, and it is exactly the same. It's almost like it was his words, not your words, not my words. He said, "I just do it. I don't ask. I just move in and start kissing." And we're hearing that perhaps that is true. Let me ask you, Richard, as we watch this, you know, there was a telling tape, and we ran a clip of what he said today earlier on in the show, and he was calling the women liars, like Hillary Clinton did for those who attacked her husband. He said they're liars, and he was kind of insinuating that the Clintons were, well, he said the Clintons were involved. He said they will try to destroy who you are and your reputation. Richard, this is tough for Donald Trump. It's one thing if you lose an election. It's another thing if you become another Bill Cosby and have a terrible stain on you as you lose that election.
Absolutely. And you know what? There's only one person in this universe that knew that this could be coming, and that's Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. No one knew. We didn't know that he did this to these women. We didn't know he said this on this tape. He knew, and he believed that either it wouldn't come out, which it didn't until, look at it, it should have come out in the primaries, and he would have been destroyed. Mm-hmm. He assumed either it would never come out, or he would be able to it trickle out. He would be able to make Hillary a worse person. So this is nothing. It destroys whatever reputation he had. I mean, he's still going to get those red states. He's going to still win, 40+ million.
But if he doesn't win the election, he's got to put food on his table, and he might be in a bit of a jam.
I don't know if Donald Trump will ever be worried about putting food on his table. However, he will be publicly he's publicly humiliated by this whole thing.
Richard Roth, what a pleasure having you today. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.